Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I wonder if I'm in trouble. My wife just texted me, Seth. Amy just texted me. I had told you I had not heard the screamer at the Rockets game. Like, I just didn't register.
It was driving me and many of our listeners insane.
Yeah.
Because it was shrill and it was nonstop.
Yeah. Yes. And I said to you, well, that's news to – it was news to me until I saw it on the internet yesterday. Just got a text from my wife. OMG, I commented about the screamer to you. Every time the Rockets would be at the free throw line – she was screaming. I even tweeted out that I would punch her, and she sent me a copy of the tweet where she threatened physical violence on the screamer. So apparently my wife, who was sitting 3 feet away from me while watching the game, commented to me about the screamer. My reply to her, because I might, as you point out, Seth, I watch the game with other surfaces open. I have my laptop and my phone, and I'm multitasking. I said, see how focused I was on making sure I'm successful? She laughed. She thought that was funny.
Yeah, she's...
She knew what she was getting into. We were dating for 8 years before we got engaged. She knew what she was getting into, Amy did.
What was the other thing that I had brought up once that was news to you, but was something that Amy had actually had like a... Oh, I had brought up Tillman Fertitta's plane. And the Astros are flying. The Astros jet is the Rockets' old jet.
Tillman's old jet, yeah.
And I had said that, and you were like, oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And Amy texted you that you and Vanessa Richardson had an actual conversation
A long conversation at Lizards about that. Well, that's where I just plead drunkenness on that one. You know, like But yes, we did. She's like, you, me, and Vanessa talked about the new plane for a good 10 minutes the other night. It's tough getting old, man, I tell you. People are weighing in on your movie theater situation. We will get to that in just a second. Seth had a situation. Charles Barkley, Bill Belichick. This was interesting to me. There's people that are legit concerned about Bill Belichick and this Jordan Hudson, this girlfriend of his.
It's not just this most recent thing where there was a contentious interview with CBS, the CBS News or CBS Morning Show, whatever it is on the weekend, that people around UNC have kind of started to raise an eyebrow about how involved she is with the program. And the way in which she's involved.
Yes, even some
she seems to be like one of these overly aggressive types.
Big time.
That is a PR type person that just wants to try to control the message all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Charles Barkley was on the Dan Patrick Show. He's worried about his friend.
He's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, I from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Because it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
That's funny. I wonder how many friends are reaching out to Belichick, just like either via text or phone, like, "Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you been?"
Yeah. I don't. Is she? I. It'd be tough because the Patriots have already broken up.
Yeah.
But she's got a bit of a Yoko Ono vibe going
on
here.
No doubt, yes. That,
man, this guy is just not operating the way he typically operates, and he's got this constant presence by his side that I just might genuinely love him and yet doesn't seem to be operating in the best manner for John Lennon or Bill Belichick.
Right,
I know the comparison between those two is a cliche at this point, but still.
Yeah, that's what people have been doing for years.
Between John Lennon and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yes. For years. Well, what's interesting about that too, Seth, is as Bill Belichick reinforced in his statement that he put out yesterday, I think it was, maybe 2 days ago, where he was taking up for his girlfriend and saying, hey, CBS really chopped up that interview in a way to make her look bad. He did point out that they've known each other since 2021. Which is when Belichick's decision-making seemed to start going a little astray. Two things in Belichick's life. Losing Nick Caserio and picking up Jordan Hudson is what... those are the things that, coincidentally, Bill Belichick started to do things like spend heavily in free agency, hire a two-headed Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, as his OC, and all of it led to the demise of the Patriots dynasty.
I was texting with a friend of mine whose father had a much younger girlfriend later in life, and I you know, I'm not saying that Belichick can or can't or should or shouldn't have a younger girlfriend, but there's a way you can go about it in which she doesn't disrupt your entire life. That's she's becoming a. For a guy who is all about eliminating and avoiding distraction, it seems to be like she's one gigantic distraction over the UNC football program. Yeah. She's become larger than the football team itself.
Yes.
And Bill Belichick in a lot of ways.
She is the most famous person associated with that program right now.
She could be 56 years old. If she's acting this way, they wouldn't be getting as much, Instagram attention and everything. Although, right. With Belichick's previous girlfriend up in New England, she was more, I guess you might call it age appropriate or whatever. And that was on social media a lot.
Sure.
But this is weird. It's really weird. I would be concerned about him. If you see a guy, you start worrying about, like, dude, you haven't changed your will yet, have you?
No.
Like,
you
haven't. Just please tell me you haven't. Please tell me you haven't done anything drastic.
You know that there's a lot of people in his inner circle asking that question. All right, we got to get to this Minahan. Kirk Minahan, who used to be a radio host up in Boston. Now he streams, I believe, up there. Very successful.
Very kind of psychotic in the appropriate way for having either a radio or online presence. He's very, like, productively psychotic.
He's very on edge all the time.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. So Mike Lombardi, who is, former executive with the Patriots and other teams, now he's Bill Belichick's GM at North Carolina. Minahan decided to call up Lombardi and ask him, get his take on what exactly is going on with this Jordan Hudson up there. Literally calls him on the air.
Hello?
Mike, it's Kirk Minahan from Barstool Sports. Mike, it's Kirk Minahan, Barstool Sports. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's up, Kirk?
Live the tape. We have questions. We're trying to figure out all. We've been talking about it. We talked about Portnoy a minute ago. Can you explain to us what this woman's role is with UNC? We're just confused.
Actually, I'm in a meeting right now going over.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Recruiting, so that's kind of where my focus is right now. So.
How significant a role does she have with the recruiting at this point? Is she the lead recruiter or no?
I'm in recruiting, and I'm working on that. So that's about it, Kirk. Thanks.
All right, Mike, hang in there. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you got a good truck exclusive.
Yeah, you got a laugh. He picked up.
Old enemy of mine, but I think we ended okay.
Okay, so there you go. He ended okay.
He did say live to tape at the beginning.
Barely.
He said it very fast.
Yeah.
He said it very fast, yeah.
That's like the fine print. That's like the fine print on an advertisement that is in like font size 0.001.
Yeah, that's the protocol that for those of you, to explain it, the protocol is you never call somebody and just act like you're having a casual conversation
right.
And then put it out there. That's considered very bad form and illegal if you did it on the radio.
Live still, on the radio.
He said live to tape. Very quickly.
Barely. Play that first 5 seconds. Is this an appropriate warning to tell somebody that this is going to wind up on the internet?
I'm good.
Good. What's up, Kurt? Live the tape. We have questions. We're trying to figure out.
No, Ben, play it with. I like it with the ring included in it, too, because that just goes to show you, like, yeah.
Hello?
Mike, it's Kirk Minahan from Barstool Sports. Mike, it's Kirk Minahan, Barstool Sports. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's up, Kurt? Live the tape. We have questions. We're trying to figure out all. We've been talking.
You're Lombardi. You barely hear the live the tape right there.
You know, the whole thing is, though, too, he's saying we have questions. Yeah. That would suggest. And Lombardi knows to have his head on a swivel when he's. Minahan's gotten Lombardi before on, prank.
Has he really?
One time he had him on a podcast, but Minahan pretended he was like a teenage vlogger.
Oh, I love that.
Whatever Lombardi's book was titled is called something like Football Genius or something. And
wow.
Minahan was, here, I'll tell you what it was. Gridiron Genius, a masterclass in winning.
Okay.
And Minahan was like, so why are you a genius? And
a lot of people might have that question.
I don't think Lombardi's not gonna. Lombardi knows his meal ticket. Bill Belichick.
The laugh, the uncomfortable laugh though might be a little telling if we're looking to read into behavior. You know, if we were CIA agents just trying to read behavior voice intonation and uncomfortable laughing and things like that?
The biggest thing about all of this where you might think, okay, people are trying to dredge up stuff that doesn't make any sense or what all. No, Steve Belichick, the defensive coordinator and son of Bill Belichick for the University of North Carolina Tar Heels, his wife publicly went back at Nikki Glaser saying that Jennifer Hudson was being... Wait, not Jennifer.
Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, Jordan Hudson was basically being unprofessional and storming out of the interview. So I'm sure she has had discussions with Steve Belichick about it. It's a distraction. You got to do something. The odds that are out on this are fascinating.
Yeah.
Jimmy Shapiro sent this to us. What will Bill Belichick do next? The favorite is get a tattoo plus 180.
Plus 180, yeah.
Dye his hair blonde.
Now, that would be something. Would that be the final straw? We're like, come on, bro. Like
that would be awesome. Mullet hairstyle. His son has a mullet,
and he could pull that off.
Belichick used to.
Belichick's still got a good head of hair. He could pull that off. I think.
I think the go to is Pierce's ear.
Yes.
Or ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pierce's ear, just with a small one. Nothing ornate. Just like stud in one of his ears.
Remember when Harrison Ford got an earring?
I do.
And it was a very, very tiny one. I feel like if you get your first earring at an advanced age, you got to go big or go home.
Yeah.
You got to get a pirate hoop or something. And you got to get both ears. Because if you're trying to be like a young... The problem with getting just in your left ear, especially if you grew up in the 80s, your left ear.
Yeah, just left ear.
If you get in one ear as an older guy, then it looks like you're really like trying to be a version of a young person in 1980. You just got to go big pirate hoop earrings in both ears.
Big hoop earrings on both, huh?
Yeah.
So you feel like there's value in plus 500 for piercing the ears there.
Yeah,
I think that's a way better chance of that than dye hair blonde. At plus 250, I would take
the dye in the hair blonde would be epic. Though.
Oh, that's the one I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the dye in the hair blonde. Yeah,
if he dyed his hair blonde and then also grew out a beard and dyed it jet black
or with like tiger stripes, you know, like with a blonde strip down the middle, but the rest is like a black Fu Manchu kind of thing.
This is honestly though, realistically, I think the most realistic one might be that he's gonna wear his trademark shredded up sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But it's going to be stylishly ripped.
He's
going to be out there.
Thing.
And with that, or you're going to catch him wearing like ripped and tattered jeans, but done so stylishly. The Jordan Hudson paid like $500 for a pair of ripped jeans or
for
something.
Sure. That's the jeans is happening. Like ripped jeans.
She's going to tell him. She's going to like, listen, I know that's your trademark and everything, but let's just, you know, you got to appeal to a younger generation now. Let's have you stylishly ripped and tattered.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We will go back to our text page here in a minute because some of you have advice to Seth for his movie theater issue. We'll get to that. Is this how you passive-aggressively treat a star player who's out of shape in the postseason. We will get to that coming up next.